You're listening to The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. This podcast is designed to give you reflective time to engage yourself around sensitive life topics for the purpose of offering manageable perspectives for your daily journey.
Hey, 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 it's The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. I am Vessel, and I am coming to you on this Tuesday. Yes, I hope everybody is doing well, getting ready for the celebration, if you are a person that celebrates holidays. And this is going to be a very different time for a lot of us because they're putting a lot of restrictions or asking us very, very honestly to put some restrictions on how you meet with family, suggesting that you meet outside, you know, have food prepackaged and, you know, so that individuals don't have to go around and touch the items, wearing masks. And then we all have that extra added weight. Whereas we know that family members that were there last year may not be there and at much more alarming rates. And so there's a lot going on this week that we're getting ready to endure. As you know, just to recap for those that may not know, we really try to reserve, we meaning me and Camille Veronica, try to reserve Tuesday for an opportunity for family, friend, and fun dime. So the conversation is really somewhat guided to help assist in a holistic way. Not that all of our conversations are not, but our Friday conversations are, you know, really strictly free-spirited, and they can lead to more adult content on our Friday session. But today I wanted to talk with us about something that I've realized that I have been guilty of in the past, and that is self-sabotaging. Self-sabotaging. Wow. What does that mean? Or what does it look like? Right. Self-sabotaging is literally the workings or the actions of yourself to prevent you from experiencing or exploring that which you desire to do or to have, right? Or that you had and now you don't have anymore because of something that you did. And I'll give you an example of that. Oftentimes when we enter into relationships, and I want to use this one really because that's where the concept even came up in my mind. We enter to these relationships and we're not quite finished with where we came from. We haven't honestly addressed why it is we're no longer in the previous relationship. Maybe there was some hurt, physical, mental, or emotional, that we haven't sought out professional help about. And so we then go into this new relationship, which tends to be a rebound or a quick fix. And we carry this undesirable mission that really, you know, can't be accomplished if you're not clear. You bring this baggage in and you want something to manifest, something to happen greater than what you came from, but yet you're bringing the same mentality into this new space. And so I have experienced, been both on the giving end of that and the receiving end of that. And I've noticed that it has always prevented me from seeing where I was the contributor to the concern, to the issue, right? I didn't realize it until later. They say hindsight is 20/20. I believe that you can exercise and be a little bit better at seeing things before you get into those situations. Another thing that we do when we sabotage our own self, a great example came up, and I won't take credit for this, but I just can't remember the young lady's name that I heard it from, but she mentioned how we would always talk about I'm trying. But there's really no true evidence that you tried, right? Where did you write down what you tried? You know, you saying you're trying to do better, you're trying to eat right, right? Well, if you're trying to eat right, well, how are you cataloging what you're eating? How are you ensuring that you're not eating eating more, right? More than what your calorie consumption should be. So how are you measuring that? How are you gaining? And oftentimes we say that we're trying, but we're not having a measurable tool. Where's your rubric? Where is your way of identifying what you're trying? Because if you're trying, and if you've ever worked in a lab, I've worked in my science lab and going through school, and everything that we would try, we would jot it down. We'd make anecdotals about it. We would always document, you know, what the results, whether there were, even if there were no results, right? We would notate there were no results. There were no identified results in this search. So I feel like that is yet another way that we find ourselves sabotaging. Another thing, and my friends had to call me out on this, I was known and prone to set people up for failure. I knew that they didn't cut the grade. I knew it, right? I knew what was going to happen, but I called it giving somebody the benefit of the doubt. I asked the question. I knew the answer, but I asked the question anyway, or I would say, I'm going to give them to this amount of time, you know, give them enough rope, that we would call it, give them enough rope to hang themselves, right? And I would do these things, but I knew the problem with self-sabotage is not just what you lose, but what you also don't gain is a true understanding, a true self-evaluation of what you are, or who you are, or how you were in that situation. And so you always live in this place, or if you're not careful, you live in this place of woe it's me, or it's always been somebody else's concern, somebody else's issue that caused that to happen. Self-sabotage will also prevent you from exploring new avenues, new ways of doing things. If you're not able to seek out support or funding or get this particular job that you wanted, well, how about looking at other areas that your profession, your skill set can be used and may not be what you're normally used to, but it's a new way of looking at skill sets. This week I was last week. I participated in my first virtual job fair, career fair, and I talked about the different positions that you can hold in a museum, you know, and there are some cross skill sets that exist in other professions, like graphic designer. Who thought, you know, you need a graphic designer in a museum. You need a fundraiser, someone who understands fundraising. You just need great leadership, executive leadership position. And that crosses sectors, right? So I think we also do that because we pigeonhole ourselves to a specific thing that we think is right for us. We won't date outside of our race, right? We won't date outside of being black because, you know, that's all I want. I want a black person. Well, could you possibly be overlooking the human aspect of it? And could there be someone that is willing to love you just as much as you're willing to love them? And they may not have that same cultural connection, but where's the growing? Where's the learning? I mean, you've tried being with, you know, the black man, or you've tried being with the black sister, and or you tried being with, you know, your Muslim brothers and sisters, and it just didn't pan out, right? Now, I get it. I'm not going to go against the fact that there are those that believe about being unequally yoked. That's a different conversation. It plays into this conversation, but certainly my goal is to get you to understand that when you limit your abilities to explore other opportunities, then you ultimately are sabotaging your way out, right? You're seeing the window of escape, but you're not taking it, right? You're given the green light, but you're still sitting at the light, right? You're still sitting at the line. You're not going anywhere. You're saying, I'm trying new things, but yet what you're trying is the same thing and expecting different results, right? So all of those things that really add up to self-sabotaging and the impact that self-sabotaging has, not on the other person or the other thing, but more so on you and your growth and your development. I feel like we've all at some point done this. We've psyched ourselves out of a job that we didn't want to apply for because we felt like we were missing a credential, or, you know, we didn't have, you know, this person's information, or we didn't know, or we psyched ourselves out of a relationship because, she would never talk to me. He would never, you know, look my direction, right? And so you take this stance, well, it's the man that's supposed to chase the woman, right? And so I'm not going to hit him up. I'm going to wait until he comes over there. Or it's this person, nah, you know, he hangs over there with those people. I'm not going to go over there. You know, I don't even deal with them like that. And so you end up missing out on a great opportunity. And granted, other opportunities may come. I get it, right? What is for me is for me. You know, they always like to say that. But you won't have that one. And I think that's something you have to remember. You won't get that one, right? You might find something else, right? And it very well could feel better than where you were in the past or before, or what you didn't get, right? Or what you passed up. But it certainly will not be that one. And that is the key of being very aware of when you're in these spaces where you don't overextend yourself, you don't self-sabotage. And by all means, you know, it requires you to look inward, and it requires you to offer forgiveness to yourself. Forgiveness to yourself, so that you can assure that you are moving in this new direction with a clean understanding and a clear mindset on what your goals and objectives are. I hope this at least gets you to thinking about the impact of what you do. And if you're possibly self-sabotaging yourself, are you doing this to yourself? Are you making yourself uncomfortable and blaming it on someone else? Who is it really? It could be you. This has been the V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. I'm Vessel. And in the absence of my sister today, Camille Veronica, we're so delighted you decided to stop in and listen to the V-Spot. Yes. Have a great one. Talk to you soon. Enjoy your week. If you don't celebrate holidays, hey, not to worry. We'll be back on Friday. We'll drop something on Friday, either I or both of us. We'll see. Have a great one. Take care.
You've been listening to The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow, with Vessel and Camille Veronica. We appreciate you listening and hope you'll follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You'll find us at The V-Spot Radio. If you want to send us an email, email us at vspotradio@gmail.com. We love to hear from you and we love your feedback. Please let us know of topics that you're interested in hearing from us. Thank you.